The Bombers' defense limited the big plays by Jacksonville's offense and outgained them offensively, but lost on the scoreboard 14-10. Mountain Lone finished the game with 304 yards of total offense, their first game this year over 300 yards, while the Titans had 267 yards. It was Mountain Lone who got the scoring started. After the teams played through a scoreless first quarter, despite a combined three turnovers, the Bombers got their big play of the night from quarterback Isaac McKay, who broke free for a 55-yard touchdown run to put Mountain Lone ahead 7-0. But on their next possession, Jacksonville answered with a four-play, 57-yard drive capped off by an 8-yard run by Sean Ellis to tie the game at 7. Jacksonville would take the lead for good on a controversial play in the third quarter. Quarterback H.D. Martin threw a pass in the right flat that was dropped by the receiver, but no whistle blew as the officials ruled it was a backwards pass. The receiver picked up the loose ball, and as he started to run, he was hit and lateraled it to Martin, who took it 60 yards for a touchdown. The Bombers pulled within 14-10 on the first play of the fourth quarter, a 33-yard field goal by Mikey McLean. On the ensuing kickoff, Mountain Lone pooch kicked it and recovered it, but couldn't put anything else on the board, and they lost 14-10. Mountain Lone rode fullback Junior Williams for 28 carries and 142 yards, while McKay racked up 113 yards on 19 carries. With the loss, Mountain Lone falls to 0-5 overall, 0-1 in the 6A East. They'll host Marion next week for homecoming. Jacksonville now 2-4 and 1-2. Brad Hallworth reporting.